We're on the eve of Super Tuesday, the biggest day so far in the 2020 Democratic race. 14 states and one territory will hold primaries or caucuses, and candidates are competing for about a third of overall delegates at stake. The field is changing rapidly. Vice President Joe Biden gained his first victory in South Carolina Saturday. Billionaire Tom Steyer and former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg both quit the race over the weekend. And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg will finally be on the ballot after two debate appearances and hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. For more on what's at stake tomorrow, we're joined by NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. And Domenico, let's start with South Carolina. As we know, Biden won big there. He had dismal showings in Iowa and New Hampshire and Nevada. Is this a signal that Biden's campaign has rebounded?
Look, Joe Biden won by a lot in South Carolina, a lot more than people expected him to be able to do. He did tremendously well with African-American voters who make up the majority of the voters in South Carolina. And for all of those Democrats who are uncomfortable with Bernie Sanders as the potential nominee, a lot of them had been wondering who should they support. And I would argue that as much as what mattered as Joe Biden's finish Saturday night, it was his speech afterward. That was the Joe Biden that a lot of Democrats, moderate Democrats, were hoping to see. They had been wavering because his public appearances haven't been very strong. And you're starting to see a coalescing around Biden. At least his campaign hopes so. The biggest threat to him, Super Tuesday, of course, is Mike Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, who has spent almost $250 million just on the Super Tuesday states and ads.
I want to ask you more, though, about those states to the south, because history has shown us that they often follow the lead of South Carolina. Do you think that Biden is expected to pick up wins there now that he's proven himself in South Carolina?
I mean, look, definitely there are a lot of places that I think that have, you know, a significant population of African-Americans in the Democratic primary who could move now more en masse toward Joe Biden. I'm thinking of places like North Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas. They don't have as many delegates, though, as, say, a California. And Biden has only spent $600,000 on campaign ads in these Super Tuesday states in just about half a dozen. And when you add up all the delegates in those states, they only come out to about 40%+ of the delegates that are available on Super Tuesday.
Let's get to those states with those high number of delegates like California, as you said. Bernie Sanders is still the front runner. He has the most delegates and he's polling ahead in several Super Tuesday states, including California and Texas. How far could wins in either of those states take him to the nomination?
You know, there's a key number to watch, and that's 15%. In every single state, in order for anyone to get any delegates, they need to get above a 15% threshold. Delegates are allocated by statewide total and by congressional district. So there are 53 congressional districts in California, and for you to get any delegates in those congressional districts, you have to get above 15% in each of them. So when you look at the polling right now, Bernie Sanders is the only one who's clearly above the threshold in California. Elizabeth Warren has been above 15%, but the other candidates have not at all gotten above 15%. And if you have a situation in which Bernie Sanders happens to be the only person who gets above 15%, he would wind up with all of the state's 415 delegates. And if something like that were to happen, no one is going to catch Bernie Sanders in the pledged delegate lead. So if you're Joe Biden, you've got to hope that you're getting a wave of momentum to push you above that 15% threshold and hope that Elizabeth Warren takes some of those delegates away from Bernie Sanders, especially with how he ran up the score with Latinos in Nevada. They're expected to be about 30% of the electorate in California. And if he runs up the score with them again, he could wind up with a net of 100 delegates or so, and no one's going to catch him.
Okay, so thinking about all of the things that you just said and looking at the top contenders, they really are Sanders and Biden. And it's really uncertain about the alternatives between them. You brought up Warren, but what does the contrast between Sanders and Biden tell you about divides within the Democratic Party itself?
You know, these lanes we talk about are not as clear cut as we think they are, but Bernie Sanders is as left and progressive as they come in the Democratic primary. And Joe Biden is as moderate and establishment as they come. And right now it is shaping up to be a Sanders versus Biden race, depending again on how someone like Mike Bloomberg does and how many delegates he might siphon away from Joe Biden on Super Tuesday.
That's NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Thank you.
You're welcome.